While sitting in his office going over next year's athletic budget, North Carolina's athletic director, Bubba Cunningham, heard a knock at the door. Before he could ask who it was, Aaron Manson, a member of the North Carolina's field hockey team, came marching in. Without hesitation, Aaron looked Bubba straight in the eye and said, "I want to be considered for the university's field hockey coach position." There was one small problem. The job wasn't open. Welcome to That's Life, I Swear. This podcast is about life's happenings in this world that conjure up such words as intriguing, frightening, life-changing, inspiring, and more. I'm Rick Barron, your host. That said, here's the rest of this story. Aaron Manson's remarkable pursuit to going from a star field hockey player to wanting to achieve being considered the youngest head coach in any Division I sport is a story of immense audacity, downright determination, and the pursuit of a dream. Manson is easily the most decorated player in NCAA field hockey. She's a three-time Honda Sport Award recipient, three times, and has won four national titles and five conference championships. For Aaron, field hockey isn't just a sport, it's a passion. She started playing field hockey at the age of six, which makes it 17 years that Aaron has been crafting her talent. At the age of nine, she joined the WC Eagles, which was a field hockey club in Spring City, Pennsylvania. As fate would have it, during one of Aaron's games in 2009, Coach Karen Sheldon of the North Carolina field hockey team was in attendance. As the coach watched Aaron weaving in and out on the field, she liked what she saw. Watching Aaron's instincts and how she handled herself told the coach there was something about that girl that told her she was a born natural. The coach kept tabs with Aaron, thereafter inviting her to the University of North Carolina's camp 3 years later, improving her skills even more. At the age of 16, Aaron became the youngest player to make the U.S. national team. Additionally, she was the second University of North Carolina player to be named first team All-American after her freshman season, and continued to win the honor three more times. Okay, fast forward to August of 2022, where Aaron walks into the office of North Carolina's athletic director, Bubba Cunningham, proposing an unlikely candidate for the school's next field coach, herself. I mean, the audacity of the proposition lay in the fact that Manson was still an active member of the team. Cunningham was intrigued by Manson's proposal, challenging her to achieve a lofty goal before he would even consider her coaching aspirations. Win us a national championship. Fearless when someone threw a challenge at her, Aaron stepped up to her mission to punctuate her legendary playing career with a fourth title. North Carolina went on to beat Northwestern 2-1. It was North Carolina's fifth championship title in a row and their 10th overall. After achieving this feat and celebrating with a symbolic gesture reminiscent of Michael Jordan, Manson returned to Cunningham's office, ready to discuss her coaching ambitions. She was matter-of-fact with Cunningham when she said, "Okay, we did what you challenged us to do. Again, I want to talk about the coaching position. What's it going to take to earn this?" One problem: Coach Sheldon still held the job. Thus, there was no job to backfill. Fortunately for Aaron, her timing was spot on. After 40 years at the helm, Coach Sheldon realized it was time to let go and retire. Karen Sheldon was the most successful coach in Division I NCAA field hockey, winning 10 national championships in her 42 years at the helm of the program. Her 10th and final championship came during the 2022 season, her final campaign before retirement. To her credit, Sheldon built the North Carolina field hockey program brick by brick. The program was only 10 years old when she took it over, and the legendary coach ended her tenure with a national recognizing program and a new field hockey stadium with her name emblazoned on the walls. Now, if that wasn't enough, Sheldon won a bronze medal in field hockey at the 1984 Los Angeles Olympics. Drop the mic. Okay, let's get back to Cunningham. He wasn't initially convinced that Manson was ready for the role, considering her lack of coaching experience. With Sheldon's illustrious 42-year coaching tenure and 10 national championships in mind, Cunningham questioned the justification for replacing her with someone without prior coaching credentials. The dilemma extended beyond field hockey, raising concerns about passing over experienced coaches for someone without a conventional career background. Now, to sway Cunningham, Madsen crafted a second resume outlining her coaching vision. She highlighted her role as a de facto player coach for the Tar Heels, showcasing her leadership in various camps and clinics where she served as a primary teacher. Additionally, Madsen emphasized her experience navigating the new NCAA rules, allowing athletes to earn money from their name, image, and likeness, offering insights into how she could guide future players in this evolving landscape. Cunningham's realization of Aaron's seriousness about coaching became evident when he found her seeking advice from football coach Mac Brown, showcasing her provocative approach to learning and growth. Would he regret this decision if he hired her? Coach Sheldon recognized Madsen's it factor and vouched for her suitability for the coaching role, emphasizing the qualities that transcends age and professional background. Madsen's mission was to convince Cunningham of her coaching prowess, demonstrating that her exceptional career translated into the potential to lead and inspire others. Guess you could say Coach Sheldon saw some parallels with her and Aaron. Along with their close relationship, both were members of the U.S. national team and are the only two to be named Honda Sport Award winners, 3 times each. Another interesting fact, Coach Sheldon was hired at the age of 23 for the University of North Carolina coaching position. Aaron, who was but 22, could become the youngest coach if she got the job. However, the field hockey landscape and women's sports altogether was very different when Sheldon took over as the program's fifth head coach in 1981, the year of the first NCAA championship for the sport. Field hockey was one of the original women's sports at the University of North Carolina, and none of the women's coaches were hired as full-time employees. When Sheldon took on the program, it was only 10 years old. After multiple rounds of interviews, Aaron found out she was one of the 3 finalists for the coaching job. The waiting for the news if she would get the job felt like an eternity. Perhaps she was too young, and being a superstar hockey player didn't carry as much weight as she had hoped. 72 days later, after Madsen hung up her uniform for the last time in the locker room, and just a month after graduating with a degree in advertising and public relations, Cunningham surprised Aaron when he offered her the coaching position. Despite interviewing numerous candidates, Cunningham concluded that Madsen's ability to connect with the next generation of field hockey players set her apart. He addressed any concerns about her lack of coaching experience by planning to surround her with experienced assistant coaches. What's the saying? Be careful what you wish for. This move made Madsen not only the youngest head coach in any Division I sport, but also made her understand she was succeeding one hell of a coach. Karen Sheldon was a 9-time National Coach of the Year. She retired with a career record of 745 wins, 172 losses, and 9 ties, and ranks as the winningest coach in the sport's collegiate field hockey history. Aaron found herself in somewhat unfamiliar territory, reflecting on the shift from living with college peers to now coaching them. This unexpected outcome defied conventional expectations, considering Madsen's long-standing commitment to the national field hockey team and her childhood dream of representing the United States at the Olympics. The catalyst for this career shift emerged when Madsen's desire to coach took precedence over Olympic aspirations. The decision to want to become a coach became clear to her, overshadowing all other considerations. She abandoned her pursuit of Olympic qualification, refraining from applying for other jobs, and focused solely on realizing her coaching ambitions. Passing on her Olympic dreams wasn't a difficult decision for her. For her, there was no guarantee that the U.S. hockey team even qualifies for the 2024 Paris Games. Thus, her decision to go after the coaching career job was easier. Plus, her true passion was to coach the North Carolina hockey team. While Madsen's credentials as a field hockey genius were unquestionable and widely regarded as one of the best players of all time, coaching presented a new challenge. Aaron acknowledged that great players sometimes don't necessarily make great coaches, and realized she needed to teach in a way that others could understand, moving beyond simply imparting her own playing style. What looked like a slam dunk was proving to be all new territory with a lot to learn. Erin admitted the strangeness of her new role, now coaching former peers and engaged in difficult conversations about playing time and scholarship money with players who were recently her teammates. In a testament to Erin's unique coaching style, her players, accustomed to calling her by her first name, would sometimes slip into addressing her as coach, adding a humorous touch to the evolving dynamics. As Erin continued to defy expectations and shape the future of North Carolina field hockey, her journey stands as an inspiring example of daring to pursue one's dreams, even when the path diverges from the expected trajectory. Manson, now at the helm of the North Carolina field hockey program, found herself in a familiar position. It was 2023, and North Carolina was on the verge of yet another national championship. In her rookie year as a coach, she led the Tar Heels to the top overall seed in the NCAA tournament, navigating the transition from player to coach with former teammates now under her guidance. For now, she justified the University of North Carolina's faith in her. It was one thing to make it to the NCAA tournament, but would she prove Cunningham wrong and take the team to yet another title? On November 19, 2023, the Tar Heels made it to the championship round playing their rival, Northwestern, which was ranked number one and North Carolina ranked number two. After completing the regulation game, it was a 1-1 tie. The first overtime didn't see a score from either team. It was time for a break, and the North Carolina team to gather their thoughts and get ready for the second overtime. Could they do this, especially since they were playing on their home field? The whistle blows for the second overtime to begin. In the second round of the shootout, Peyton Halsey missed the first shot, followed by sophomore Riley Heck, who, with her back to the goal, dribbled the ball around Northwestern's goalkeeper, Annabelle Skobish, and shot it to the right side for the winning goal. You could have heard a pin drop, and then the cheering amplified big time. In her first year at the helm of the University of North Carolina's field hockey program, Erin Manson became the youngest rookie head college coach to win a national championship. The Tar Heels finished 18-3 on the season and won their sixth consecutive ACC title en route to their 11th program national championship, their fifth in 6 years. Perhaps this may be the beginning of the Erin Manson era after all. What can we learn from this story? What's the takeaway? Erin Manson harbored a conviction, a belief not only in her coaching abilities for a field hockey team, but in her capacity to elevate it to the pinnacle of success. Renowned as one of the most influential recruiting assets in collegiate field hockey, Manson's credentials include being the all-time leading scorer in both ACC and NCAA tournament history. Coach Sheldon acknowledged Manson's unique qualities, remarking that she not only connects with her peers, but also with younger kids. She stands as a role model. Adding to Madison's credibility is the Carolina Blue brand. The Karen Sheldon Stadium and its field hockey facility, established within the past 5 years, contribute to the program's overall success. Historically, this success has attracted some of the most elite athletes from clubs around the United States and overseas. For Erin Manson, when she walked into Cunningham's office that day to state her conviction for wanting something she deeply believed in, is a lesson we can all learn about believing in oneself. Never be afraid. Never doubt. Just go after it. Well, there you go, my friends. That's life, I swear. For further information regarding the material covered in this episode, I invite you to visit my website, which you can find on either Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, for show notes calling out key pieces of content mentioned and the episode transcript. As always, I thank you for listening and your interest. Be sure to subscribe here or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode. See you soon.